You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Fantastic stuff. We've got Good Space on the line here, ready to talk about his new album. Let's talk about death. Morning, Good Space. How you doing?
What's up, brother? Doing good, man. How you?
Nice. I'm chilling. I'm chilling like a villain. It's, I don't know if you heard about the recent heavy rain / flooding Ortsy Portsy faced. But we're chilling from that now. It's just very foggy and overcast.
Oh, glad to hear. Yeah, I definitely heard about it, and it looked fucking gnarly, man.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't particularly great. I was okay, but I mean, we had someone at the station who lives out in like the South Dunedin area, and they got a bit swamped, which wasn't particularly fun. But we're doing good now. How's Auckland?
Auckland's pretty good, bro. I'm in the studio right now, my studio right now, and talking about floods, this studio got flooded pretty bad like 2 years ago, and I'm just like knee-deep in water.
Ooh.
Saved all my gear, though, which was sweet.
That's good.
And it just made me rearrange the whole studio to be like more efficient, so all good.
All in all, yeah, okay, that's good. So your new album, Let's Talk About Death. I want to know, what are your thoughts on death? In general, don't have to be particularly deep.
My thoughts on death in general? I think that death is quite an important conversation to have, not only on like an emotional level, but like on a pragmatic level. Mm-hmm. That's one facet of the kind of meaning behind that album, Let's Talk About Death. Like, you know, talk about riding a wheel, talk about how expensive it is to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these kind of things. That's part of it.
Yeah, you touched on that in an interview on RNZ where you mentioned that death is a very expensive and admin-heavy task. Have you drafted a will and, like, gotten life insurance and stuff?
I mean, part of my, like, personal goal during that week-long installation was to write up a will.
Mm-hmm.
I started. I didn't quite finish it. I sort of, like, allocated a few of, like, my important things to my close homies. Don't have life insurance. But, you know, I mean, I'm sort of here more for the conversations to sort of bring it into the open and, you know, make something that feels a bit taboo and culturally kind of charged and scary and just sort of bring it into the open and make it a bit more empowering, I think.
Mm. Yeah, no, for sure. You mentioned that you had an exhibition, of course, which was launched at the Lim Chow Food Court on K Road, which, for those who don't know, is an Asian supermarket chain. The launch was run as a multimedia art installation with you posing as a vendor. You provided a menu, which was, of course, an album, with a list of dishes, which were the songs. How did that experience go?
It was, like, crazy, man. It was, like, a wild week of all sorts of interactions, and I loads of people came through from all walks of life, and I really couldn't have predicted anything that happened. When I would have had like a framework to sort of expect some things, but the interactions were just wild, man. You'd have the curious people that pass by and have a look through and then like do a double take, then come inside, then listen to the album, and like the whole space was designed to look how the album sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it was as much a visual stimulation as it was an immersive listening experience. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like the best thing, man, to be on the ground with the people and like sharing my art in a whole bunch of forms.
Nice. On the menu, instead of a price, did you have like the song's runtime?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, my man.
That's awesome. That's so cool. So what if someone ordered two different songs? We just have to cue them?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of had a few different listening devices, like little MP3s and then like a silent disco kind of setup.
That's awesome.
A lot of the time it was like a group dining experience where people would come at allocated times and I would play it over the speakers. And so just be like a 10-course meal, so to speak. And that was the kind of most powerful and delicate and intimate and communal experience, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. It's fascinating. You call the album's sound garage pop, which is quite literal, as you make pop from a garage, which has been converted into a studio. Where did you convert the space?
We've been living in this place space now for like almost 5 years. My partner is like a designer maker, so we share the Stubble Garage. So we sort of set up the space almost 5 years ago, and you can, I guess no one can see on the radio, but you can see from the Zoom call that there's like coffee sacks on the ceiling and fairy lights, and we've painted the garage doors, and yeah, made it feel like a real place we want to be in. Mm-hmm. It gets cold in the winter though, isn't it?
Cracker. Do you have any kind of heater that you put in there to compensate, or do you just wear like heaps of clothes?
Not really, but just lots of layers, eh? Blankets and jackets, and like, you know. Nice. Keep moving.
Yeah. You've said that the approach of Good Space is kind of is music. You said that the approach of Good Space is music from a good space, which is the underlining simple one liner of it all. And what it essentially means is making music from a good space, a place of acceptance. How did that inform the album's title, Let's Talk About Death?
You've done your research, bro. Shot, man.
thank you.
I mean, firstly, I think the juxtaposition of the album title with Good Space is already saying a lot there. Like, it's music from a good space, but it's not, like, nice space, you know? Like, I still want to be talking about everything, but from a certain place where I've, like, processed it and not sort of stuck in it, I guess. So Good Space, Let's Talk About Death, is essentially saying that, yeah. I want to talk about things and make music and art from a good space, but let's not get that confused with only talking about the easy shit.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And we don't have to get super in the weeds on this, but I heard an interview, you said you lost a few people over the past few years. Had you dealt with death much before that loss?
Yeah, to a degree. I think there's always a lot of kind of passing away around us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, within the kind of 2 to 3 year period of writing the album, there were some personal reckonings in there. But that's not to say that whole album is based on that, really. It was more around the kind of phenomenon of that experience, like almost the factual reality of those passings that I was observing and sort of analysing, and yeah, opening up the bigger conversation around death as a phenomenon.
Mm, for sure. It's fascinating to me. I know people who, I mean, for instance, my partner last year didn't have someone in her family pass away until March last year, which was crazy. I mean, it's interesting hearing people who just haven't experienced it quite yet what they think of it. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty it's so guaranteed, but it's also just such a shock, I think.
For sure,
it can be a shock.
Are you familiar with the story about how I guess embalming originated?
Oh, no, tell me more, bro.
Oh yeah, well, it originated after Abraham Lincoln died, because his body had to be shown across the whole of the United States after his death, because they had like a big funeral tour for his body, and so they invented all these techniques of embalming which exist today, and a kind of, I don't know, there's a lot of myths about, I don't know. Families back in the day would have, like, a body in the house so they could mourn, and it wouldn't necessarily be embalmed, and it wouldn't necessarily be unhygienic. But, yeah, I don't know. The embalming industry is, like, huge now, which is quite bizarre. Yeah.
That's nuts for a shot.
Yeah, it kind of speaks to what you were saying about it being, like, a heavy task and quite expensive. Like, there are industries around death, which is really fascinating.
Absolutely, the death industry is a pretty pretty solid one, really.
It is. I mean, what was there was that TV show that was on TVNZ? It was like the funeral director.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that was a sick show.
Yeah. I think it's cool. Couple. Wait, what's sorry?
It was a Maori couple that I think that were
they were running the show.
That were the kind of main funeral directors. Tipine, maybe? Anyway.
Possibly. I can't quite remember, but I do think it is, you know, it's good to kind of like just bring it into more of a chill context, because it is something that we'll all have to deal with, and let's not all be scared when we're talking about it, because that is just, I don't know, too easy. It doesn't do anyone any favours, you know?
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, it's there's a lot of conversations within that installation about just normalizing things, I guess. Like, you know, bringing an art installation into a food court is ultimately saying that, like, art is ordinary. And it, you know, should be approached and digested in an ordinary way. And then death as well is this kind of taboo subject. Let's just, you know, let's bring it into the open in a respectful way and have some, like, practical conversations around it.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And it's funny that you're putting death into a food court, because, I mean, food is just dead things.
You know?
Dead plants.
You can reach so deep into it, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Awesome. I think we've chatted a good amount about that. I don't know if we have a whole lot of time left in the yarn, but I do want to know, have you got any show dates coming up that you want to plug?
Do I have any show dates? I'm kind of taking a little break. I'm sort of just working on a few other projects, short films and sort of dance films and my own things. I kind of want to finish my second album by the end of this year.
Cool.
So I think at heart I'm a bit more of a studio musician, but I think I still need the shows scattered around in my schedule. So nothing planned yet.
Will the second album be about life?
I mean, everything's kind of about life, really, isn't it? But it won't be explicitly about death.
Okay, that's good. Let's not talk about death, and you just repress all these feelings. Just do a total 180. Do you reckon you'll be able to venture down to Ortipoti whenever you do feel like doing some tours, doing some shows?
Oh, I would love to, bro. And you mentioned Woof before.
Yeah. Come on down, play at yours, go to Woof. What do you mean?
Sick, bro. It's on.
Cool. Awesome. Well, hopefully we'll see you next year sometime, and we'll probably have another chat when your second album comes out. I'd love to do it.
Good, bro.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program. Have a fantastic day, and we'll chat to you in a few months' time.
You too, bro. Appreciate you,
man.
Later.
Awesome. That was Jefferson Chen, a.k.a. Good Space, chatting about his new album, Let's Talk About Death. We're going to play my favourite song from it, which is called Miss. It's quite trip-hoppy and funky, and it's good time. It is a jam. You're listening to The One. After this track, we'll have a bit of clowning around. You're listening to The One. Take care.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.